listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
There's a question that came over the text here. Tyrell's age gap. We discussed an age gap with your wife yesterday, and she is 18 and banged a 98-year-old guy.
Something. That's 24 and 50,
something like that. Totally
24 and 59.
Yeah.
Nick was disgusted.
Totally unbeatable. That's right.
That was
because Nick hates old guys getting young girl action.
Right. Yeah.
Why you gotta be like that, Nick?
I don't know.
You're gonna be an old guy too. You
know? Because he doesn't think he's ever gonna be an old guy.
Right. Right.
Just saying. Is the question about my
age? The question is for you.
Your gap.
Your age gap. Like when you were really young, did you have a 50-something woman?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, I had a bit of a sugar mama situation when I was about 22 years old, and I think she was 58.
And this 36? Went on for a while. If it was a sugar mama situation, that's more than 50. Once, right?
Yeah, it was for about
you're 22,
a year.
Man.
Really?
How are you attracted to a 58-year-old woman at 22?
Well, I'll be honest. Well, no, I mean, yeah, drugs was part of it. And part of it, too, was that, like, again, it was a sugar mama situation. So I was getting
You had to do stuff to get paid for stuff.
Kind of, yeah. I'm not proud of that. Yeah, but...
You'd be proud of that. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm 22, man.
It helped me get my first band off the ground, you know.
Did you get the food and clothing? what other benefits were a part of this?
Oh, it was mostly, like I said, I used a lot of the money towards the band.
Okay.
She really helped fund my band for like
how'd you meet
year.
Her man
and by
bar.
Fund my band you mean
I was bartending.
Oh, you're bartending.
She was one of my regulars.
Then I went
and
home
she was honestly an awesome lady. I really enjoyed hanging out with her, and you know what I mean.
You had to get naked with her.
Fund
lot,
my band is not a euphemism.
I wasn't especially I wasn't especially attracted to her, but that's never been especially required for me to have sex either. You know?
Not at 22, it's not.
No, right, exactly.
Yep,
exactly.
Yep. Been there.
So
58. Wow.
Yeah, I think
she's
57 or 58.
So 36.
She is dead now.
Oh!
Rest in peace.
Did you go to her funeral?
I did. But she was, like I said, she was like, it ended because, like, I got into a relationship with a girl my age.
Right.
As you're supposed to.
Was she cool about that or pissed?
She was cool about it on the outside, but things got weird.
She missed that young
But we stayed like friends. Yeah. For a long time, and then she passed away. Yeah. But actually, from a
old age
accident, car accident.
Wow! Yeah. Did ever investigate that?
are you making accusations?
No,
we talked about murder earlier. Rest in peace.
Yeah,
she
rest
gave
in peace.
You a good time, huh? So she was a single woman too, right? When some
she wasn't. Shit? No, she wasn't married. No, okay. She was a single woman.
So she was having fun. We, I'm she, 22-year-old
oh,
guy.
Yeah. We all had a great time. Yeah. Like I made it, you know what? It wasn't like I said. It was just. We were banging, and then I would be like, oh, you know, man, I really wish I had this PA system. And she would buy it for me. And that just went on for like a year.
Her kids had to be probably older
than
you.
She didn't have any kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
It was a good time for everybody.
No ex-husband running around?
No. It was, again, it was
scot-free.
It was easy, She got married.
Was she fat? Was she fat?
She was a bigger lady.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You really needed that PA, didn't you? You're banging a fat 58-year-old.
She was awesome.
Oh, of course she was.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
She pleased you in other ways.
That's exactly it.
Did she make you a man?
She
made you a
man.
You learned some things. Of course she did. She's 58. She
and I was 22, right?
Right.
She taught me. She taught me a lot.
Man.
Yeah, right. That's it.
As long as you enter it with, I could learn something here.
Yeah. And she wasn't afraid to be like, what are you doing? Put it here.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Mainly, you learned how to get a PA for free.
Yeah. Right.
Well, he paid with his soul.
Again, right. And my heart, Tyler.
Oh. That's a good one, then. Did you know about, of course, you and Rachel are obviously pretty open with each other about everything you're married, but did you know about the 59-year-old dude?
No, I don't think we had talked about that.
Oh, you heard on the radio? Okay, that was a one-nighter, so it wasn't like a big deal.
Right.
You know, to discuss everything.
I'm glad she saved some stuff for us.
That's the thing, exactly. In her defense, it had never come up in conversation.
Sure.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not a normal topic.
Well, you don't discuss everything.
Yeah. No.
You don't get involved with somebody and talk about all your past bangs.
Not a normal topic at home, but it is here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It makes sense here.
Perfectly normal here.
No, that's it.
Mm-mm. All right. So that would be... You beat her then. You were 22 and she was 58. That's a bigger...
Hers was
24 and 59. So he's got her by about a year.
I thought hers was like 36. I don't know.
She said she was in her 20s and he was 59.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. She's 36 now, isn't she?
The gap
she's 35 now.
Okay.
The gap was 36.
Oh, the gap was 36. I thought. Got it.
That's the number stuck out in my head.
I thought it was 22 and 59.
I thought she said 24 and 59. Okay. Rachel, you're listening.
You might be right. That's 24.
And he was 22 and
59. Same ballpark.
So 35 by a year. Same, right about the same. Yeah.
I think 22. You might have her by a couple years.
I think you got her by a year.
Yeah.
Yours is 36.
I mean, and we're splitting hairs here because she could have been like
splitting gray hairs, by the way, is what you were going there.
We're splitting gray hairs here. But
are you saying your meth memories might not be clear?
Right. I mean, right. Exactly. You know, this was actually right around the time that I actually had just gotten clean from doing meth. So,
good.
But, you know, my brain was still reconstructing itself.
What was the name of the band?
The Fish House Punch.
Were you a singer? What did you play? You play guitar?
I played drums.
Oh, you played drums.
Yeah.
Fish House Punch?
Fish House Punch.
That must have been some good D.
What was the music?
I don't know how much payoff.
What form of music was it?
I mean, rock with kind of a reggae.
Okay, cool.
You know what I mean? Yeah. We like
many gigs. I don't remember hearing about you guys at all.
No, I mean, we played a lot of bars, like a lot of just small bars.
Okay.
For a few years.
Did he have another? What was the name of your other band?
Over the River.
Okay.
Over the River. That one we did pretty good. We got nominated for a couple OEAAs, and our music's still on Spotify.
Nice. Okay.
But, cool. Yeah.
All right.
Oh my! Speaking of ska, it's 3/11 day. If you look at your calendar.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Oh,
yeah.
Chill.
Yeah. Right.
That would say, well, coming back to the topic we had earlier this week about seeing bands before they were huge,
right?
Plenty of people in this town.
Oh, yeah.
Saw that band before they were anybody.
Saw them in math class.
Yeah. Literally. Literally.
Right. Oh, yeah. It was fun.
And you mentioned a punch. Punch Macaque, by the way, the monkey that carries around a little plushie, is doing real well, I guess.
Assimilating?
Got into a little social circle, and some zoo in Japan has a Punch Macaque.
Does he still have the stuffed animal?
Speaking of days, by the way, we're going to miss this because it's Saturday the 14th, so we won't be on the air. We won't be on the air on that Monday either, because next week's our vacation. But in reference to Valentine's Day, it's that dude one. Steak and all day. Yeah.
The 14th? That's Saturday?
Yeah.
It's Saturday, yeah. Sometimes we served, I can't say that. So, steak and nobber day. I like that.
Nobber.
I like that.
There you go.
Steak and nobber day.
It's also potato chip day.
Put that in your calendar, ladies.
National potato chip day. So give them a side of chips.
Yeah.
I think your turnout on that day is going to depend very heavily on how you came out on Valentine's Day for her, right?
Yeah, you're right.
They are related.
So if you came home with a box of chocolates, I wouldn't expect much.
If you walk home now, if you come home Saturday and she's making you a steak, you know, a knobber's on the way.
Yeah, there you go. That's true. Yeah. Some poor woman just decided to get steak on Saturday.
It doesn't know this.
Doesn't have any idea. And her husband's going to get real excited.
Right. Yeah.
Todd and Tyler told me.
I thought you were going to talk about Sadie Hawkins Day, but that didn't happen, I guess, till November.
No.
That's where the girls asked the guys.
I didn't realize there was a day. I always thought it was just a dance.
It was called a Sadie Hawkins
Day. Is it even
dance.
That anymore? Yeah. Do they even
probably
do that?
Not.
We never had one. My parents used to talk about those 50s and 60s. There was a Sadie Hawkins
we did.
Dance.
Only Ooh. Time a girl has ever asked me out.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And she was 58.
She was the last.
Originally,
lady.
It was November 13th, 15th, 1937. Officially recognized date, November 13th. Often held the first Saturday after November 9th. That's when you'd have your dance.
Got it.
Who was Sadie Hawkins? I have no idea.
Yeah, we said that for years. And who is it?
I think she was like friends with Susan B. Anthony. Yeah.
She's like just
somebody just asked dudes out all the time.
Yeah,
was it called her that?
Like a big feminist.
Yeah, must have been
something
like that, right?
I have no idea.
Oh, she's a fictional character.
Oh, okay.
In a comic strip. In the comic strip, Little Abner.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, that's an old comic strip, too, for that matter.
Let me 34 to 77?
Yeah.
Let me tell you how old this was. She was portrayed as the homeliest gal in all them hills.
Oh. That's why she had to ask a guy out.
No TV character is going to be featured as that anymore.
So she had to ask. So is
the guy's out.
Is this supposed to be like the ugly girl dance?
No.
Is that what the
it didn't turn into that. It was just a woman gets to ask the guys out.
Right.
And that didn't happen back in those days.
Yeah, and I think those probably went away when girls just started asking guys out anyway.
Exactly.
You
know? Yeah. Interesting.
Did you go to that dance with that chick, Todd?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to turn somebody down and ask me out?
Did your hand get smelly that night?
Are you kidding me? I don't believe so.
Okay, damn.
Might have been his palm might have been a little sweaty from holding on to the briefcase.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it smelly like the good smell.
But know? I think that was
like Caesar salad smell.
The only woman in high school I went out with. Oh, she was from town. Yeah. She went to the same high school as I did, and we went out on several dates.
And I think she graduated from high school in 52.
Yeah. No, she was actually
your age.
A couple years younger than me.
Oh, younger.
Yeah.
Oh.
And after several dates, still nothing.
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 No. She was a good girl.
Were you the first guy she asked to the dance?
I don't know.
You might have just ruined this whole thing for him, Nick.
I can't say for sure. But, nonetheless, I got to go with her.
Yeah. We'll just say you were the first and only.
So if she was 2 years younger than you, you're already a senior?
No, I think I was a junior and she was a freshman.
Oh, so did you want more?
Oh, yeah. She was real cute.
And what happened?
We just drifted apart.
No. Yeah.
She'd make fun of you for being too skinny?
Yeah, something like that. Right.
Went your separate ways.
She's not going to go out with skinny nerds anymore. They're the most discriminated against. The most bullied in all of high school.
That had to be rough for you.
Now you survive being called skinny.
Fat guys everywhere hate you, Todd.
Yeah. Well, see, there weren't a lot of those back in the... When I was going to
there are
school.
Now.
So,
a lot now.
The skinny guy was the one you picked on.
Okay.
Shut up.
Well, a lot of times the fat guy might have been a big jock, too. Somebody's going to give that guy crap.
Yeah.
So,
and he wasn't fat. He was just sturdy.
Yeah. Sturdy. Husky.
The skinny guy, he was a loser.
It's not the case when you were first trumpet.
Yeah,
at least there are only three buttons on that.
Yeah.
Your fingers didn't have to maneuver much around, like a lot of buttons.
That was why you chose trumpet.
Is that why the fat guy chose the trumpet? Because his fingers were fat?
I think so.
Oh, that's a good
the
one.
The tuba.
This is a tough club to be involved with, by the way.
The bigger guys in our band were playing the tuba.
Oh, yeah.
I always said Puss played the tuba for years. He got pissed at me.
No.
Because you're right. The fat guys always carried the tuba because they were heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're old school heavy.
It won't tip them over. How big some of those dudes were, because some of them would, like, the tuba would just, like, look like
they
nothing.
Would wear it.
And then somebody else standing next to him looks like they're about to fall over. And be like, oh.
Is there a difference between a tuba and a sousaphone?
Yes.
Or is a sousaphone just a form of a tuba?
The sousaphone is the one you see that wraps around you.
Right.
A tuba sits on your shoulder.
Yeah,
like a concert tuba.
I always confuse those two.
They're the same instrument, but the sousaphone is just a different form of a tuba.
Which one do you use in the marching band?
It depends. Some places
I've
use
seen both.
Both.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.